chapter 2. Therefore, I exhort you to abstain from the foreign fodder, that is, of a heretical sect, but keep entirely to Christian nourishment. It is not I, instead, it is the love of Jesus the Anointed One which speaks. For the heretics mingle poison with Jesus the Anointed One, as men might administer a deadly drug in sweet wine, speaking things which seem worthy of belief, so that, pleasantly ignorant of the fatal sweetness, a man drinks his own death. Therefore, be on your guard against such men. But this will be possible if you are not proud, and if you keep close to Jesus the Anointed One, and the overseer, and the commands of the envoys. Anyone who is within the altar is pure, but anyone who is outside the altar is impure. That is to say, no one who acts apart from the overseer and the elders and ministers has a clear conscience. Not that I have perceived anything of this sort among you. Instead, I keep watch over you as ones whom I love, foreseeing, as I do, the snares of the slanderer. Therefore, put on gentleness. Refresh yourselves in faith, which is the flesh of the Lord, and in love, which is the blood of Jesus the Anointed One. Let no one cherish any grudge against his neighbor. Do not let the mindlessness of a few give occasion to the nations to revile your divine multitude. For woe to him through whom my name is reviled before others without cause. Therefore, be deaf whenever anyone speaks to you apart from Jesus the Anointed One, who was of the race of David, the son of Miriam, who was truly born, both eating and drinking, who was truly persecuted under Pontius Pilatus, and was truly crucified and died in the sight of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And he was truly raised from the dead, being raised by his Father. Even in like manner, his Father, through the Anointed One Jesus, will raise up those of us who put their faith in him. Apart from him, we have no true life. But if, as some say, who are atheists in the sense that they are without faith, that he merely suffered in appearance, it is they themselves who merely exist in appearance. Why am I in chains? But why do I also pray that I may be thrown to the wild beasts? Therefore, I die in vain? Therefore, I am guilty of speaking falsely against the Lord? Therefore, flee from the evil sprouts which bring forth deadly fruit. Merely to taste this fruit is to die instantly. For such are not the plants of the Father. For if they were, they would appear as branches of the cross, and their fruit would be incorruptible. It is by the cross, by his suffering, that he invites you who are his members. Therefore, the head cannot be born without the members, since it was God, that is, he himself, who announced that he would keep them together. I am writing these greetings from Smyrna, together with the assemblies of God who are present with me. They have been of comfort to me in many ways, both in flesh and spirit. My bonds, which I bear about with me for the sake of Jesus the Anointed One, and as a petition that I may attain God, are my exhortations to you. Persevere in harmony with one another, and in prayer with one another. For all of you, without exception, and particularly the elders, must help to refresh the overseer, out of honor for the Father and Jesus the Anointed One and the envoys. I pray that you will, in love, give heed to me, so that what I have written may not be a testimony against you. But all of you, also pray for me. For by the mercy of God, I stand in need of your love, that I may be worthy of the lot which I am eager to attain, and that I may not be found reprobate. The love of the Smyrnians and Ephesians greet you. Remember in your prayers the assembly in Syria, from which I am not even worthy to be named, being the least among them. Farewell in Jesus the Anointed One. Be subject to your overseer and to the elders as to the ordinances. And let each and every one of you love one another with an undivided heart. My spirit is offered for you, not only now, but instead, also when I shall attain God. For I am not yet out of danger. Instead, the Father, through Jesus the Anointed One, is faithful to answer both your entreaty and mine. May all of us be found in Him, blameless.